Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday Morning Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. And to our over-the-road truck drivers out there, certainly we appreciate everything that you're doing to keep America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, we start this hour out. I don't know where Denise is. I guess she's taking the day off, but it is what it is. So we're going to start with the beginning, and I'm going to kind of touch base on what we talked about here in hour number one. And let me get my note here. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has told the Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin, that the COVID-19 vaccine mandate on the National Guard in Texas will not be enforced. And the reason it won't is because Texas has a state militia. They are a militia. The governor is a commander-in-chief. And this is what he said to Lloyd Austin. As governor of Texas, I'm the commander-in-chief of the state's militia. Abbott ordered Major General Tracy Norris, the Adjutant General of Texas, not to compel any person to get a COVID-19 vaccine, pointing out an executive order that he had signed earlier this year that forbids governmental entities from mandating the vaccination. He went on to say, under this order, General Norris will not punish any guardsmen in Texas for choosing to not receive the vaccine. Austin went on to say, if unvaccinated guardsmen suffer any adverse consequences within the state of Texas, they will have only President Biden and his administration to blame. Now, Austin has threatened to cut off funding for the National Guard members who don't get a vaccine, and military officials have indicated that they will move to oust members who don't get the jab or an approved exemption by mandate deadlines, which vary by the states. Abbott promised he would use every legal tool to him as a governor in defense of the Texas members of the Guard facing repercussions. The Pentagon, in the meantime, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Now, Abbott's stance is part of a growing pushback against the Biden administration's mandate, with a particular focus on the National Guard. Again, in Texas, The National Guard is a state militia, and the commander-in-chief happens to be the governor, Greg Abbott. Now, in Oklahoma, the adjutant general of the Army, Brigadier General Thomas Mancino, last month ordered a halt to the mandate, citing a directive from Republican Governor Kevin Stith. And in the meantime, Oklahoma officials said the governor is in charge of the Guard unless it's mobilized by Biden, citing Title 32 of the U.S. Code. So it is also a state militia. So that we're going to have more than likely a legal suit between the state and the federal government here. More than likely that's going to happen. And as far as where that's going to go, well, we just don't know. But I think they're on pretty solid ground. Texas, that is, and Oklahoma, because of the fact they are state militias. Now, the federal government can say, okay, we're not going to recognize them anymore in the federal sense of the word, and that's fine, because the governor can use his state militia down on the border in Texas, which is what he needs to be doing anyway, because the federal government's not doing their job. So I don't have any problem with that. Texans don't have any problem with that. And I think it would be just a good thing for them to be able to do. So, again, we'll see what happens. And as it stands right now, we're kind of at a stalemate, because Texas is not going to fall in line and obey what the federal government's looking for. Now, again, with all that being said, we have a unique situation coming down the line, because what happens when the federal government wants to activate the Texas National Guard to go along certain areas of the border? What happens then? Well, we'll have to get a little bit more definitive with that. And for that reason, I'm going to try to reach out to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin right here and see if I can get him to comment about that. Okay, I'm coming back with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, and this portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico has been saving people money for going on 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, to find out more information. Get a quote there if you want on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. You can also find out who your local agent is and how to get a hold of them. But remember, they also can cover your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, and where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance into the mix. You will save a bunch of money. Remember, I am covered by them, so therefore I know of once I speak. Okay, let's go to the phone line, and I think we've got Elliot from Wesley Chapel on here. Is that you, Elliot?
Yes, it is, Captain. Give me 40 seconds here. I like to run.
Well, I'll give you 60 seconds. I'm feeling good.
Okay. All right. You know, to all of you who were in the path of those dozens of tornadoes that decimated towns in its path, America sent out its humble, sobering blessings to all affected. Captain, as Kentucky and other states are prepared to rebuild, I'd like to suggest that all states affected make it mandatory for new houses that are being that currently will be built. These new houses have a basement installed in their home or a bunker shelter outside in your yard, subterranean, non-leak, fortified structure. If it happens again, you may suffer damage to your home, but we have to guarantee these shelters save lives. And that's what it's all about, Captain. How can we save lives in the path of this destruction? It happens in Oklahoma also. Let's not forget that. It happens in Texas. Thanks very much, Captain.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Elliot. And by the way, You know, we've got weather headed into where the tornadoes were last weekend that killed 95 people. The death toll's up to 95. And we've got rain, heavy rain, for the next couple of days going in there. Just think how miserable that's going to be, because I didn't see a lot of homes with the blue tarps up on them. Okay, let's go on over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Denise. Good morning.
Oh, the little pixie that could. Okay. All right. Well, I got something I can talk about with you, because I've talked about this a couple of times, and I just want to get your idea on something here. Because we've had Governor Greg Abbott has taken a strong position right now against the Department of Defense, and he sent Lloyd Austin a letter about this. He said, "I am the commander-in-chief of the Texas Militia, Texas State Militia, which is what the National Guard is. And they're never part of the federal swing of things until they get activated by the federal government." So he's saying that no vaccine, no how. He's using his authority as the commander-in-chief. What do you think about all that?
I would say that probably Abbott is correct in all of this.
I would say so, too.
You know, National Guard is the responsibility of every governor. That was done by design.
Yes, in the Second Amendment of the Constitution, a well-regulated state militia.
So, as far as Lloyd Austin and having some kind of dominion over them, I think in the case of the vaccines and whatnot, he does not have that authority if they're called to be due to service of the country,
mm-hmm.
not the state.
Right.
But that would be an interesting thing to hear the arguments in court.
Yeah,
I still think that Governor Abbott would necessarily prevail on that one.
I think it's going to court because it is being challenged, but there's other states that are involved. For example, South Dakota has a militia. Oklahoma has a militia, which is where all this stuff started when the governor there, his name was Kevin Stitt. He issued a directive telling the National Guard to disregard the mandate. And, of course, that's how this all got started. Now we've got Texas involved in this.
Well, it might be time, to, in fact, let this go to court. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget, we have a federalist system. You go back to the days of the founding and whatnot. It was the states that really ruled. The federal government was supposed to be, by design, subservient, if you will. But that's certainly all changed. The mm-hmm. states were the most important thing.
Now, something interesting that happened yesterday was the CDC announced that most Americans should be given the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines instead of the Johnson & Johnson shot, because that can cause rare but serious blood clots. Isn't that interesting?
You know, it is interesting. I saw that yesterday, and yet Pfizer, you know, going into the whole vaccine situation, Pfizer was the preferred vaccine. Now it's not.
No.
But, you know, in some cases you don't even have a choice on which ones to get.
Right.
You just get the vaccine from whatever one that they have. But yeah, that one was very interesting. You know, we're not even allowed to see the data on the Pfizer vaccine, I think, until what, 2057, 2097?
Something like that.
I forgot
something
what
like
was.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
55 years or
so
whatever.
What are they hiding?
Mm-hmm. All right, let me go over here real quick. We've got a telephone call coming in. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind, sir?
Yes, sir, Captain. In the Texas National Guard, couldn't the governor simply have the guard turn all the illegals back into Mexico on his own. And since all that is a state militia, anyway, that's it.
Well, Texas happens to be arresting the people coming in illegally and charging them with criminal trespass and locking them up. Go ahead.
You're asking me? That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
They're violating Texas law. Yep.
Yep.
Now, I don't know how long they would necessarily remain locked up. I don't know what necessarily
1 year
has happened, but they're but they're not being turned over to ICE.
No.
That's the important piece. They're not being turned over.
The maximum sentence they can get is 1 year, and they're giving them the maximum, is my understanding.
Yes.
By the way, because I only got time for one more thing here, surging inflation is going to cost Americans more than $3,000, perhaps as much as $3,500, in additional expenses this year. This comes from a Penn Wharton University of Pennsylvania budget model analysis that they published this week. This is the tax behind the tax that's not a tax. Thank you, Joe Biden, and inflation.
Yeah, it's not a tax. It's just, but you can... You can necessarily look at it as a tax because it's costing us that much extra money to maintain the same lifestyle expenses, you know, expenditure lifestyle, that we would normally do. Wharton's not stupid. They've been at this an awful lot of years and they're exactly right. So if you buy, you know, the bacon and eggs or, you know, the gasoline or, you know, all that people necessarily buy, that it's going to cost an extra, you know, $3,500 a year. That's exactly right.
Well, very subtly, the fast food restaurants are not necessarily raising their prices, but they are cutting back on their portions.
Well, the food manufacturers have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Campbell's soup can is not the same size it was.
Yep.
Not to pick on Campbell's soup. That's just an expression.
All right. Here comes the music. I'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tonight, I do believe.
Yes, sir.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out the things that she writes. Find out what it is she's writing about. And you'll be in on the big picture. All right, I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with the Military and Veterans News segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and his wife Jill spent part of their Christmas Eve visiting patients at the Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C.
We're wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday, but most of all, health. Good health in the new year to all of you kids and to your parents and your families.
There's a long-standing tradition of First Ladies celebrating the holidays at the hospital. But according to the White House, this is the first time a sitting president has taken part in the ceremony. About 2,000 Christians gathered at St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican for the traditional midnight mass. Pope Francis delivered the opening prayer and is set to give his traditional blessing at the Christmas Day Mass. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Buddy, this is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news report, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And don't forget, the National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. to find out more about them, and I'll tell you where their campuses are right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, don't forget that the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. One of them is right here in my backyard in Clearwater. I'm on this side of the bay in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And the other one is located in Concord, Massachusetts, which just happens to be outside the city limits of Boston. So, you've got the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, or the one up there in the Boston area. And what I like to do is to tell you to give them a call and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, whichever one's closest to you, and find out what they're all about. Because you'll be able to talk to students, you'll be able to talk to teachers, and you'll be able to talk to the money people who will help you get your student loan. And if you're a veteran, obviously, post 9/11, you'll more than likely be able to go to school for free on compliments of the GI Bill. And if you're pre-9/11, it all depends on whether or not you have benefits left that you didn't use or whatever the situation might be. But if not, you always can go the student loan route. So, the phone number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, either the one here in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston. Now, the military, and of course we've been talking about the state militias and about Governor Greg Abbott and whatnot, but we're going to change gears right now. The military, after months of debate and weeks of angst, the Senate voted 89-10 to finalize plans for the $740 billion authorization bill for the Department of Defense, sending the sweeping military policy measure over to the White House for the 61st consecutive year for Joe Biden to sign, which more than likely he'll probably do today. Also, following Oklahoma's lead, five additional states are pushing back against the Department of Defense's COVID-19 mandatory vaccine policy, putting their objectives in a letter addressed to the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. We've been talking about the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, who is one of them, the governor of Oklahoma, Governor Stitt, who's another one. I believe Kristi Noem in South Dakota is another one that did so, but they're not allowing the mandate in their states. So we'll see what happens. And as Denise and I just talked about here a few minutes ago, there is a lawsuit in the offing, and we'll have to let the attorneys and the judges decide what happens next. Now, 80 troops have died as of the COVID-19 complications, according to the Department of Defense and their most recent data, including five deaths in November and three so far in December. Now, they are keeping pretty meticulous records on this to find out what can or can't be done in the future to alleviate this. By the way, the Navy said they need about 6 months to separate unvaccinated sailors from the service. The Marines let 100 Marines go. I saw that somewhere in my travels. And we have Army personnel that are going to be discharged. There is legislation to make sure that the discharge they get is an honorable discharge, not the general discharge we've been hearing about, because the general discharge would have whatever the qualifications were or whatever the reason was for them being discharged. Honorable is just exactly that, honorable. And it's a lot less trouble and complications for someone trying to get a job down the line. By the way, the EU, Germany, and the United Kingdom are now sending new warnings to Russia over the Ukraine. I'm not sure Russia is even concerned about what the EU or Germany or anybody else thinks about what's going on there. That's just me talking. But I think Vladimir Putin, if he decides he's going to take the Ukraine, guess what? He's going to take the Ukraine. All there is to it. And a U.S. diplomat has offered support to the Ukraine amid the Russian military's buildup. Her name is Karen Donfried, the United States Assistant Secretary of State, who met the top Ukrainian officials this week to offer support in the face of the buildup of the Russian troops near their border. Also, nuclear missiles in Europe have become the latest thorn in the side of the tensions between NATO and Russia. Russia's latest threat to deploy intermediate range nuclear missiles in Europe if NATO doesn't make new promises has one hitch. The U.S.-NATO-led alliance says Moscow has already activated such weapons, and they already have, the U.S. and NATO, nuclear weapons themselves in Europe. So, that's the story there. And 18 years after American troops first stepped on Iraqi soil, members of what's become known as the PUB generation, a reference to the online battle royale shooting game widely populated amongst Iraqi youths, now grapple with a country still shattered by turmoil. Iraq is by no sense of the imagination 100% peaceful. The combat mission has just ended in Iraq. We're pulling our troops back into a area where they'll be doing training, which is something they've been doing all the time, but now that's what they'll be concentrating on, training of the Iraqi forces. Now, the littoral ships that the Navy has, the Littoral Combat Ship Squadron number 2, is coming off a rough patch. Two of its Freedom variant LCS has suffered major engineering failures at sea in 2020 and had to limp back home from deployments to the U.S. Southern Command. Now, as the U.S. Navy realized the severity of combining gear flaw in the propulsion system, it stopped accepting deliveries of new ships from Lockheed Martin and imposed operating restrictions on the ships already in the fleet to avoid another at-sea breakdown. Now, the littoral ship is a little different than a regular destroyer or cruiser in that it's set up to actually be a floating war platform from wherever it's at with a weapon system that's second to nobody. And I saw one of those not very long ago. Trying to remember where it was, but it was somewhere off the coast when I was in my travels over there, over in the East Coast. Okay, we're coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you much, Kyle Warren. We will take it right away here. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, a double wishbone suspension, comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some other amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, that feels fantastic when my bad back sits in that seat. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And, of course, they honor those who have served with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Nissan, and at mossacura.com. That's M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, we've had some interesting numbers come out in the last day or so. Factory production growth slowed in November, pointing to more inflation ahead. They're talking about inflation is going to cost a family upwards of $3,500, up from about $3,000, $2,100 a year ago or so. It's really getting wild out there.
I think you put various different numbers on it. I'd be quite honest. I think it's probably a little bit worse than that as far as the costs are concerned. And, you know, it's all relative, you know, based upon what you buy and what you spend on. But, yeah, this is, you know, again, it's no surprise. You know, it's, you know, people are, you know, finally getting, you know, upset about it, but, you know, they've been dealing with it for a while. We've had inflation for an extended period of time. Just as of late, it's become a bit more parabolic and, you know, it's become conventional wisdom. It's out there now and now people are somewhat concerned. This is a, it's going to be tough on this administration because there's really not much they can do about it. They can't do anything about it simply because the Fed can't do anything about it because the state or country's in as far as debt is concerned. For all intents and purposes, we're basically a third world country. If we didn't have the world's reserve currency, we'd be Argentina. You take a look at the amount of debt. We're now close to $31 trillion. We just raised the debt ceiling. And again, if you were to raise interest rates, if you were to do what Paul Volcker did, you would follow the recipe to get inflation into check, that would throw our budget into absolute disarray. They wouldn't be able to handle it.
Now, I have been through Lakewood Ranch a number of times here in the last week or so, and building is everywhere. Anywhere they can find a build right now, they're building. You would not recognize Lorraine Road if you got on it. It used to be nothing more than soil, sod fields, and maybe some fruit trees and this, that, and the other. But it is just built up from one end to the other. And U.S. home builders have ramped up their construction at a much faster pace than expected in November, bringing to an end 2 months of contraction and 4 months of lower than expected growth. What's going on?
Well, I think that some of the supply chain issues are working their way through. I think that that's somewhat helpful. I think that that's, you know, quite frankly, that's why you're starting to see some of these houses go up. I mean, they were taking a very long period of time where in that area you're talking about, I know very well, Lakewood Ranch area, normally they can get a house up, depending on the size, 6 months, 8 months, a year. They were telling people who were buying new homes it's going to take over 2 years. And that's just because, you know, they couldn't get their hands on the materials to do that. As the materials become more and more available, then those houses are going to see even more and more come up. Plus, again, you're just seeing a mass exodus of people from the Northeast and California moving out of the state. I mean, I was talking to my friends who live down there. There's a lot of people from California moving to Florida. So it's a big movement of people. You know, again, you got to keep up with the infrastructure. That's the difficult thing to do, the schools and everything that goes along with that. But it's a boom times for the state of Florida.
Now, the Build Back Better plan that Biden was trying to put through is apparently dead until next year. 4 to 5 Dems, along with Joe Manchin, apparently put that in the kibosh.
I don't know. Again, I don't know if those 4 to 5 Dems, you know, they were a couple of them signed on after they knew that Manchin was going to, you know, vote no anyway. It was going to, you know, push the thing to the side a lot of times. After the fact, they don't show a lot of spine. It was also, I was just reading this morning that the Senate parliamentarian threw all of the immigration stuff out of the bill. That was a part of it that didn't follow the rules. Hopefully we don't see this, come up again. But I know what the playbook is going to be once you get into next year. You're going to see them talk about because people are going to stop getting their child tax credit checks. And you're going to see Democrats take to the airwaves, and you're going to see stories all over the media. All these terrible kids are thrown into poverty now because they're no longer getting their child tax credits due to these evil Republicans. And I'm afraid, Republicans will cave. So, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, hopefully they can keep this camp down.
Now, crime is topped only by inflation is a key voter concern in a new Shaw Beacon poll.
Crime is what is the top of the list on that poll?
No, crime is second behind inflation.
They're both high up on the list. Obviously, inflation, people are feeling it everywhere, and crime is obviously becoming ever more present. I mean, listen, it's when it's becoming noticeable you know, in places that I go to where, you know, it's, you know, you're overly alert, your head is on a swivel. You know, it's not a comfortable place to be in. And, you know, there's many areas around the country where it's becoming like that. I was reading a story, Matt, you know, out in California, all these gun dealers all of a sudden getting these big-time liberals coming in buying guns, saying, I always said I was never going to own a gun ever. I'm a big-time liberal. And they're buying guns because they're frightened. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what you do. This is what happens when you vote woke.
Mm-hmm. Now, a consumer watchdog is taking aim at the Buy Now, Pay Later programs. You know anything about that?
I suppose this has to do with the interest that's involved or how it's a balloon payment, what you're paying down the road. I mean, these things have been around for a very long period of time. I don't know how they're going to be going after it. Like, again, it's kind of, you know, people's individual choice whether or not they want to buy things that way. You know, it's funny when they put various different deals together. Let's say, you know, buy now, pay later with, you know, your like a television. I go into this place and I say, well, why can't I get it less if I pay for it in cash right now? And they always seem confused by the entire thing. But the reality is that the what's priced into everything is the risk.
Now, nearly 70% of U.S. voters say the COVID-19 Omicron variant does not and should not become part of an issue here. They don't want any new mandates because of that.
I mean, it better not be. More and more studies are coming out. Okay, this spread's easier, but the outcomes are much, much better. I mean, people get sick in the wintertime. It's just the reality at this point in time. And yes, you know, people who are at risk for whatever it may be, they want to take extra precautions, fine. But, you know, we cannot continue to shut the country down. You know, every single time a new variant comes up, I mean, it's just crazy at this point in time. We're going to drive ourselves absolutely berserk. And, you know, these mixed statements from all of these people that are in charge, again, you know, they're talking about how much this Omicron is spreading, but we're not seeing the horrible outcomes.
No.
I'm getting tired of treating the numbers. Stop treating the numbers and treat the patient. And, you know, people keep talking, oh, we got to be testing and testing and testing. If we're going to do that, everybody's going to be locked down all the damn time. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not tested. I'm fine.
Okay, well, here comes the music. That means we got to go. And I will talk to you on Monday. So have yourself a great weekend.
You got to have a good one.
Okay, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And by the way, FedEx is feeling pretty good because they have reinstated their 2022 profit target, and their shares are going through the roof. I'll be right back. Frank Salvato, Underground USA, will be with us. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.